A rare python has been found in an isolated part of the Kimberley wilderness by ecologists working in the area. Very few sightings of the rough-scaled python have been recorded. Joseph Porter is a field ecologist at Australian Wildlife Conservancy. He's based at Mornington Sanctuary in the central Kimberley. He was checking out some wildlife traps on AWC's Charnley River Artesian Range property recently when he saw some eyes shining above him.
It was actually just sitting up on a boulder, not in a trap at all. It was sort of just up on a sandstone rock there, and my first impression was that it may have been a black-headed python from the distance, because could just see some light banding on the back end. But, probably as I got to about 30 metres away, I realised it was a rough-scaled python, an adult about 1.6 metres. So that was very exciting.
That certainly is, Joseph, particularly since you get to see this rare creature. Why is it so special?
Well, it's one that's rarely seen in the wild. There's only been a few handfuls of sightings in the last 30 to 40 years. It's restricted to the northwest section of the Kimberley, and not much is known about its ecology and sort of what drives it to be in certain habitats. Pretty unique. They have on keeled scales, like the scales are rough, which they use for traversing through the sandstone country and up vine thickets and things like that. So it felt quite different to most other snakes. But yeah, it was quite relaxed and docile.
A unique experience for you. I imagine this could have been the first time this rough-scaled python's ever seen humans.
Yeah, I'd say so. Yeah, it's pretty special seeing them in the wild. I know there's some in captivity, but to see the actual snake in the wild and learn about its ecology was a fantastic experience.
So 1.6 metres long, what does this tell you maybe about its age or its health and maybe what it's been eating?
It is definitely an elk. That's about as big as they get, and it was... It's in really good condition. Its sort of fat was quite noticeable, and yeah, that they feed on a variety of things, small mammals, birds, bats even. And they've got all these adaptations that allow them to predate on things that might be more difficult for other animals to feed on. They've got really long teeth and huge heat sensor pits at the edges of their mouth to pick up their prey.
Now, Joe, what are some of the other special creatures that you and the team have been able to see or capture on film during your observation work at Charnley Artesian?
Two separate wet season trips that we went on in February and March. And it was targeting a broad range of taxa, including indicator species for sort of long-term monitoring. So on the bird front, we were doing targeted surveys on black grass wrens, and that was fantastic to see. A huge number of them in the sandstone country. They sort of rely on the triode, the Spinifex, being in good healthy patches and good fire regimes. So they're a bit of a reflection on how well the fire has been managed in the area. So it was really good to see lots of them.
And Joe, have you seen many cane toads either through the Mornington area or in that Artesian Charnley section of AWC's property?
Yeah, the toads unfortunately came through Mornington in the wet season of 2016-17. And we saw the first cane toad, not this wet, but the one before, enter into Charnley River Artesian Range. This year we saw a heck of a lot of adults, but not that many young ones. So, it's definitely the first surge of the toads moving through that area.
Joseph, you're speaking to me from Mornington this morning. What is it like out there today?
Yeah, it's pretty normal. The honeyeaters are getting amongst it. It's a typical dry season day, blue skies, and yeah, I'm just gearing up for a few targeted surveys, one on spectacled hare wallabies, which I'll be going out to survey for.
That is Joseph Porter. He is a field ecologist at the Australian Wildlife Conservancy based at Mornington and was lucky enough to see that extremely rare python, the rough-scaled python.